I'm glad you all are with us. It really is a pleasure having you with us. Of course, your host, Carl, but also our guest, yours and mine, Evelyn the Motivator. And I tell you what, she is really enriching our lives with the information as well as the inspiration today. And you were sharing with us that you had to get to a point where it really took you believing your God based on also what you were seeing in your mind that That's you right. would live and not die.
That's right. I would visualize myself. I used to love to play badminton, and I would visualize myself out of the backyard just playing badminton, just playing all day long. And it's not a thing where you see it once. You have to see it until it comes. So I gave a picture of what I wanted, and that was a healthy body. And here I am.
That is awesome. Wow.
Here I am. You know, and you have to be diligent because you're always going to have doubt. It's like, I call this thought Goliath. You know, one of those that's big, like you're going to die.
Yeah.
And it was only there because the doctor said it, you know.
Okay.
So I had to uproot that by saying, no, I'm not going to die because by his stripes, I am healed.
Yes.
And so I repeated that and repeated and repeated, and I said it when if I was talking on the phone. Sometimes that thought would hit, and in my mind I was talking to myself. And so the way it actually happened is I was using affirmation saying, by his stripes I'm healed, one evening around 7 o'clock, just lying on the bed, just saying, repeating over and over and over again. And it was like a warm suds bath from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. And when I couldn't move, it was like a big hand or something happened. I could not budge. And after about 30 minutes, then I moved, and no pain, pain-free. And never took any kind of medication after then.
Mm-hmm.
so
this is healthy as can be.
You have to use, God gave us something, and that's our thoughts and our spoken word, and he made us in his image. And so when God created his universe, he spoke it into existence. Let there be. So I had the choice of either speaking, they say I'm going to die, so I'm gone, you know, and I wouldn't be here today.
Yes.
Or I could speak, I am going to live because God said I would. Here I am. And I believe that. I said it and said it and said it. And the way we believe things is that when we say them over and over again, we make ourselves, we convince ourselves, and we make ourselves believe things. So, and I believe some things that I know was not factual. So surely I can believe, you know, if God said he sent his son, you know, to take care of all of this stuff. So surely I could believe that. So I had to convince myself to believe it. And then once I did, that's when, you know, it took hold into my subconscious mind. And then subconscious mind, which is super, which is God, brought forth.
And so one of the things that you're sharing with us is making sure that the thoughts are what they should be, and that the words we're speaking, the words we're thinking and the words that we're speaking need to be in sync.
Right. Because a house divided against itself will surely fall. So you got to be in sync. If you can't think, well, I'm healthy, and then speak, well, I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
It won't work. You can't think it and then speak something totally different. It has to be congruent. It has to be the same.
Can a person tell, and I know you can answer this because you've experienced it, I'm sure. Can we begin to pick up on when the change within us is actually beginning to take place, where we're uprooting that whole thought process that has been working against us for 5 months, 5 years, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can we begin to sense inside of us when there's a change taking place in us and we're about to turn the curve on this thing, turn the corner?
You can sense inside of you, and it will be evident outside of yourself because your whole world changed. I mean, where maybe you were having a whole lot of mishaps, where there was things that was happening. You didn't have enough of this. You have lack and you had need in your life. Well, now when you change your way of thinking, you don't have to concern with lack and need anymore because abundance is now yours, and that's abundance of health and happiness and everything else that you need. So it not only you're happier because you're thinking differently, you know, so the evidence is there. It is evident because your everything changed.
And one of the things that you said to us, too, that really fascinates me is you talked about not only mental changes, but behavioral changes that need to take place for us to do the things that are necessary to do in order to bring into our lives what we're wanting.
Well, yes, this is true, too. So let me give you an example of when I said that I was sick. Okay, once I received my healing, I could have started eating a whole lot of junk food. But I had to change all of that. I had to change my way of eating. I started to eating healthy. I started eating vegetables. I started eating fruits, you know. So it has to be the action behind it. Because once you receive it and you don't do anything with it, then you're going to go right back to the same state. Or once you change your way of thinking and you don't try to put any other kinds of thoughts into your head, what's going to happen is the old thoughts going to come back. The same old things are going to come right back to you. So you gotta change it, and you gotta keep it changed. You gotta do what it takes to maintain that health. You gotta do what it takes to be healthy mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. And that takes work. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, because we're so used to just letting our minds just run wild. And I many times I've heard someone say, "Well, you can't. What can I do about my thoughts?" And none of you, because we just think. I mean, yeah, sure, we just think, but it's up to you to control that. It's your head. It's your mind. Nobody's going to change it for you. So we got to change. We just have to change the way we think, and it's up to us to do it.
And so I guess just like anything else, I mean, if a musician is going to be a good musician, they have to
practice.
Train. Yes. They've got to practice. And hopefully they'll learn a sight read and not just play by ear. And sight reading, that takes focus, it takes discipline, it takes practice, it takes consistency.
That's right. That's right.
They got to get themselves to the point where they're willing to follow that music from the first note to the last, even if it's 5 pages long.
That's right.
And I guess we're doing the same thing with our minds when it comes to how we think about circumstances.
That's right. The same way. You got to practice. You got to work with it. And you just have to dig in there and change.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Evelyn the Motivator. The number here is 803-279-7677. If you have a question for her, if you want to share a brief story of how this worked for you, 803-279-7677. When we come back, she'll give some contact information. So be ready to write this down, and we'll be right back.